They did have screens on their windows, but back in that time, you know, you didn't have any air conditioning. And it would be so hot during the day, and after we'd have what we call lunch now, but we'd have dinner in the middle of the day. And everything that was left, we'd put in dishes just like you do in your refrigerator almost now, but you would put them in the safe, and everybody then would, you'd eat off of that at night, you know. So the safe was very good for that, to save things.
Yeah, it was a very handy thing. What about old useless furniture and broken furniture and stuff like that that you don't throw away? You might say, well, we've got a room, our storeroom's just full of, what would you ever call it?
Junk.
Okay. What about a woman who's going to straighten up the house or something, you'd say every morning she, what? Did you ever hear anybody say cleans up the house? Or?
Oh, yes. Well, I do. I always say I have to clean up the house.
What about, what would you sweep the floor with?
Vacuum.
Okay, or...
Or a broom.
It. Okay, good. And if the... let's see. If the broom is in the corner and the door is open this way, the broom is where? Would you say in the back of the
Behind
door?
The door.
Okay, that's right. See, it makes a difference to this survey whether a person says behind the door or in back of the door. We can get a thing on that.
Get an idea of what people...
What about the when the clothes get dirty, you say you're going to have to do the...
Laundry.
Okay. And to get upstairs in a building, you must go up the...
Stairway.
And the front part of a house, especially old houses, it sometimes be screened in. People would sit out there in the
porch.
Okay. And down in South Alabama, some people call it a gallery or a piazza and a veranda. There are a million different names for that.
Well, of course, you know, the veranda was spoken of in the old South. I mean, in everything that you used to think about in the old colonial homes, you know, it was the veranda, was this, that, and the other.
Was that just like a porch? I never did figure that out.
Well, yes, it was a porch.
I always pictured it as kind of a cross between a porch and a patio.
Well, I think my idea of the thing is, was very similar to, I think when you talk about, just like in Gone with the Wind, you know, that great big porch across that home, but it was out on the veranda, you know, you got out there Well, I'm like you. It's a lot of people, I guess, would consider if it didn't have a roof over it all the way across, it would possibly be a veranda too. I mean, it would be a patio type thing too.
Well, we haven't had one of these in a long time, but what about a long dry spell in the summertime when it never rains? Farmers call that a what? Some people call it a drought, or just some people call it...
Well, it's usually just a drought. That's what I would call it.
Okay.
We sure haven't had one of those in a long time.
What about if the wind has not been blowing and you feel a little breeze, you say, well, it looks like the wind is, say, picking up or rising? Or
well, I would say it looks like the wind's rising.
Okay. If it's been blowing pretty hard and it's not anymore, you say, well, I believe it's going to...
That it's dying down, or...
Okay. And if you, in the, I'll say the late fall or the early winter, early in the morning, you go out and when the air's real, just kind of goes through you, you say, it sure is...
Chilly.
Okay. And if it gets cold enough, you'll wake up and see what on the grass in the morning?
Frost.